Yeah.
I'm good. You want to go ahead and call into the conference call, please?
I have to do it from the phone?
You do it from the phone, yes. Then you can put your phone on mute.
Okay. On the
okay.
Why can't we speak on mute?
Because the conference call only records when there's somebody else calling, and right now there's we can wait until somebody calls.
I see. So when somebody calls, then I can hang up the phone?
Yes. When somebody else calls, you can hang up the phone. But
okay.
But we're going to stay on Ubu anyway. It's just to be able to record it on the phone.
Oh, you're recording.
No, I'm calling Diana. That's me doing it.
Okay.
I'd appreciate if you call the conference call, the telephone line. And the last line, which is said in a whisper, but for the purposes of teaching, I will say it out loud. Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Le'olam Vayed. Tonight we're studying from the Parasha of Behar, because of the double portion this week of Behar and Behukotai. We're studying from section 14, titled The Secret of the Servant and the Secret of the Son. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu V'raza D'mila Tari Rein Dargini Nun Le'ela Le'itz Terich Barnash Le'it Atra Bahu V'inun Raza D'imhemnuta V'inun Chad Chad Raza D'Eved V'chad Raza D'Ven V'chai Aved Ikre Adon Kol Haaretz Bein Kimadi Okimna Bani Kivori Yisrael Bekola Raza Chada Dimhemnuta Deit Tarich Parnash Leit Atra Beilein Dargin Leit Kalya Leit Kalla Beraza Dimhemnuta. This is the secret of this matter. There are two grades above in which man should be adorned. They are the secret of faith, and they are one. The first is the secret of the servant, and the other is the secret of the son. The grade of the servant above is called the master of the whole earth, which is the secret of Malchut. And the grade of the son above is, as we stated, Israel is my son, my firstborn. A verse from Shemot chapter 4, which is the secret of Zeranpin. Everything pertains to the one secret of faith, and it behooves man to be adorned with these grades of the son and the servant above, to be included within the secret of faith. The verse is referring to certain verses in the Torah itself where it describes Israel, or the children of Israel, as the firstborn of Hashem. And in other places it describes the children of Israel that they should be an Eved, a slave to Hashem. And this section in this verse is starting to talk about what is the difference between being a slave and being a son. And this verse is explaining that it's faith is Malchut. It's a code word for Malchut, for the manifestation. And within Malchut, Malchut has 10 Sfirot as well. So within Malchut, Eved is Malchut of Malchut, and the concept of the son of a child is Zeranpin of Malchut, and that it's really just code words explaining the connection to Hashem and what level that is on. Eved le'miflach. Because ine pulchana bitzlota de ikre avada kechai eved de ihu raza ila'a de la shachich leyamin tadir meshabcha. Umnagna Tadir, Beha Itmar, Bepulchanin Acharanin, Tikol Pulchanin Umilin, Yalmin. Margin, please mute your microphone. Kulhu, Ihu Aved, Ufalach, Ugid, Ikre Adon, Begin the Ihu Eved, Lemiflach, Ikre Adon Kol Haaretz, Barnash de it atar. Iraza da le mehevei, Eved le miflach. Pulchane de Mare, Ihu Salik de It Atar, Le Mechabe de Darga da. Be Grey Of Haki Adon, the Ha Ihu Berich, the Call Inun, Pulchanin Lechai, Alma, the Giem, Le the Ad Igre Adon. He explains his words. One should be in the grade of the servant in order to perform the many kinds of works in the prayer called service, like the servant, who is the supernal secret, namely the secret of Malchut, that is never silent, but constantly praises and sings to Zerunpin. We have learned that it also applies to other services, for all the services and words performed throughout the worlds, it is Malchut that performs and serves them. Malchut is therefore called a master, since she is like a servant that works and draws vitality and plenty to all the worlds. She is therefore called master of the whole earth. In the case of man who is adorned with this secret, the aspect of the servant within Malchut, and becomes a servant that does his master's work, he ascends and becomes adorned to be in this grade of servant, and is also called master, since he blesses this world, Malchut, through his actions and preserves it. He is therefore called master too. When one reaches a level of consciousness called Eved, called servant, there is created a circuit of energy between the actions that one is doing in our physical world, the mitzvot, the positive actions that one is doing. That circuit of energy is causing the heavens, the Zerunpin level of consciousness, to flow into the physical world. The beneficence of the light flowing into the world is caused by our actions of a servant in the physical world. Zaka'a hulake dechai ben dezake leishtadla leminda beginze diavo uvekal razim devete kidra yechida deashlute avo bekal genazo Veda ihu yikara, deshalit al kola man deis ishtadal, deoraita leminda le lekucha berichu, uvinun gnizin dile ikre ben lekucha berichu, kol chele shemaya leit man deimche bide, bekol sheata deetz terich lemeal legabe. Avo, zaka'a hulake v'almin, kulhu ugid kad ishtadal, leminda le biorach parat, berazad tachmeta kedein ikre bein. He now interprets the grade of the sun, saying, happy is the portion of the sun who deserves to strive to know his father's secrets and all the mysteries of his house, like an only child whose father gave him authority over all his secrets. It is to the glory of the Son to have power over everything. He who strives in the Torah to know the Holy One, blessed be he, and his mysteries, is the Son of the Holy One, blessed be he. And in all the heavenly hosts there is none that will stop him from entering his Father's presence at any time he needs to. Happy is his portion throughout the worlds. Therefore, he who strives to know his Father in a particular way, within the secret of Chokhmah, meaning the Chokhmah at the right of Zerunpin, is called a son. The verse is describing the consciousness level called Son of Hashem. And it's actually describing some of the teachings from the schools of the prophets, which basically indicate that people can reach a connection in their meditations where they travel into the spiritual worlds. And frequently, people do not know who they are connecting to in the spiritual world, primarily because they don't know what are the laws of the spiritual world. And those laws are known, but they're not regularly taught. And this verse is actually alluding to the ability to bypass any negative entities that are in the spiritual world and connect directly to Hashem, which is the ultimate desire that all human beings have. And this verse is saying that if you have the level of consciousness called Sun, if you reach that level, then you're able to travel anywhere to make your connection to Hashem. And there will be no entities that can stop you. Pulchana de Barnash Palach Le Lekudsha Barichu Eat Pulchana de Eat Tarich Barnash Le Eat Kala Batarvaihu Le Mechave Eved Uvein Le Eat Atra Ve Lekudsha Barichu Uma Ihu Da Pulchana Ditzlota de Eat Tarich Le Mechave Ba Eved Uvein Le Eat Kala Bedargim ila'a ilain lemaflach ul'atkina slota baraza de eved lemiflach pulchana de tikuna de almin ul'it dabaka reute barazin vechachmata le'it dabaka de mare big mizin ila'im kadka chazeh. Among the deeds it behooves a man to do for the Holy One, blessed be He, there is a service man needs to do in order to be included in them, both, and become a servant and a son, adorned by the Holy One, blessed be He. What is it? It is the service of prayer, in which it behooves man to be a servant and a son, and to be included within these two supernal grades. Zeron Pin and Malchut, it behooves man to work and restore prayer by the secret of the servant, and to work in restoring the worlds, which pertains to the grades of the servant and the secret of Malchut, so as to cause his desire to cleave to the secret of Chokmah on the right, and to properly cleave to his master by the supernal mysteries, which is the grade of the Son, the secret of Zeron Pin. When one studies the Torah, any aspect of Torah, one is reaching a level of consciousness referred to as the Son of Hashem, the children of Hashem. But even though one is at that level, it's still recommended that one pray, that one do tefillah, that one work and do his actions in the physical level, not just in the intellectual level, and that by connecting to his aspect of the Eved, the slave, by doing the prayer, he is connecting both Zeron Pin and Malchut. He's connecting his consciousness of slave and his consciousness of son together and unifying, and in doing that, strengthening the flow of beneficence, the flow of goodness from God. Bain itavak tadir diavo bela peruda kalal leit man de yimche bide eved aved pulchana de mare viatkin tikuna Tikune alma man dechave darvaihu biklala chada bechidbura chada da ihu barnash vidkin raza dekol mehemnuta biklala chada bala peruda kalal umchaber kola tachada da ihu barnash dekutsha barichu achriz alo dekol ilain chayalin Umashiryan de Kol Almin, Ubakol Inun de Kiin, is de Haru, Biflanya, Mehemana, Deve Malka, Dekol Ginze, Demare Bide, Zaka'a Yihu Bahai Alma, the Zaka'a Yihu Bahalma, the Ate. He explains further, a son is always bound to his father without any separation at all, and no one stops him. A servant does his master's work and corrects the constructions of the worlds. Whoever has both, the son and the servant, united together, joined as one, such is a man who restores the entire secret of the faith, which is Malchut, to be holy with Zeranpin, without any division, and joins them all together. This is a man of whom the Holy One, blessed be He, proclaims throughout the hosts and legions of all the worlds and throughout the firmaments, take care of this man who is trusted of the King, who has all his master's mysteries in his hands. Happy is he in this world, and happy is he in the world to come. The verse is describing what we spoke about earlier, about the unity of the consciousness of being a slave to Hashem and being a son to Hashem, of striving to unify the spiritual and the physical at all times. Mehahu Yoma Ulhala Ishtamoda Varnash the Itrashim Bialmin Kulhu Bishaata the Itsterif Ko Helin Umashiryan Kulhu is Dilharan the Mechave Gabe the Kuchabarihu Laba E Ela Ihu Bilhodo Bikala Itm Ar Yeot Hu Le Yahid the Mechave Gabe, the Yahid Ul-It Aska, Yahid B'Yahid. From that day onward, that man is known and recorded in all those worlds. In his time of need, all the hosts and legions are ordered to be with him, and the Holy One, blessed be He, needs nothing but him alone. That is, all the worlds are supported by him. A voice stirs and proclaims, it is well for an only one, that man, to be an only one, the Holy One, blessed be He, and for the one to be occupied with the one. A verse that's very poetic, very beautiful, describing the unity of Hashem with the person, the closeness, the beneficence, the true desire of each and every human being, whether they know it or not. The Raza Ditrain Dargin Elaine Ashkachna Bachad Kira Diktiv Bayomer Li Avdi Ata Yisrael Asher Bacha Itpa'ar Bayomer Li Avdi Ata Ha Evid Yisrael Ha Bain Dekad Inun Kalala Chada Kedain Ketiv Asher Bacha Itpa'ar Ad Kain Reaya Mechemna. The secret of these two grades, the son and the servant, I have found in one verse, in which it is written, and said to me, you are my servant in Israel, in whom I will be glorified. A verse from Isaiah chapter 49. And said to me, you are my servant, is the grade of the servant, the secret of the left column, and the aspect of Malchut. Israel is the grade of the son, the secret of the right column, and the aspect of Zeranpin. When they are united as one, it is written, in whom I will be glorified. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen V'Amen, Yimloch Adonai Leolam, Amen V'Amen. Blessed be Hashem forever. Amen and amen. May Hashem rule forever. Amen and amen. That is the last section in Behar. And we'll start reading, because we still have plenty of time, start reading from Pehukotai, the first section. Remember now what Balak, king of Moab, devised. If you feel like asking a question, feel free to unmute your mic and go ahead and ask it. And for you, those of you on the conference call, star 6 will unmute your microphone and you'll be able to ask any questions. Im behukotai taleku the gomer. Rabbechia patach ami zakar na ma yaetz kebalak melech moab ume ana oto bilam ben beor the gomer. Ami zakar na zaka'a hulaka diama da demaretchon. Okach lon chaki ami zakar na amar ayin gimel diatun satan meorchai ami atun dila b'yena lemebad leku b'yo bardaichu. If you walk in my statutes, which is the first, essentially the first two words in the portion of Behukotai, it's a chapter of Leviticus, chapter 26. Rabbi Shia opens with the verse, O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, devised, and how Bilam, the son of Beor, answered him. A verse from the prophet Micha, chapter 6. O my people, remember, happy is the portion of this people, that their master reproves them so. O my people, remember, though you have deviated from the way you are my people, and I do not wish to repay you according to your deeds. The verse is somewhat confusing, but essentially, if you think of a father and with children, and the children misbehave slightly, the father needs to discipline the children. The father needs to show his love through a harshness of discipline. Does he really want to harm the child? Of course not. But he acts in a way that the child thinks he is angry, thinks he is upset, thinks that there is a separation between the two of them. For what purpose? For the child to learn. What this verse is talking about is the idea of God's love, and he shows it through reproving us. No, he doesn't want to reward us for misbehavior. He doesn't want to continue to let us think that we're receiving good things even though we've done so many negative things. He wants us to judge ourselves, and he wants us to wake up and follow his path. So he reproves us. He sends us messengers, people, events, things. He sends us opportunities in our life. They're difficult. He is reproving us. He is showing his love. And it's very hard for people to understand that reproving is how God shows his love. When a person has got everything running smoothly, if you think about the curse of the snake in the Garden of Eden, curse of the snake was to crawl along the ground and eat dust. What's so terrible about, there's dust everywhere, what's so terrible about eating dust? And the answer that the Zohar brings in other places, the idea that Hashem doesn't even care enough to create a problem for it, for the snake, that he's constantly fulfilled with his eating. Everything is the way he wants it to be. But it's demonstrating that Hashem is not in love with the snake, that Hashem doesn't care enough to create reproof, education, wake up in the life of the Satan. In our life, yes, because he loves us. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Zaka'a Hulaka the Ama de Maraihu. Amar Lon, Ami Me Asiti. Lecha Uma Selchetiha. Ane Bi Ma Yaet. Balak Melech Moav, Bekama. Milin Viovadin, Amar Leshetza'a, Leku Mealma. Bekama Harshin Itar Lekavlaihu. Rabbi Yitzhak said, happy is the portion of the people whose master says to them, O my people, what have I done to you? And wherein have I wearied you? Testify against me. What Balak, king of Moab, devised, that is, how many things did he plan to do to destroy you, and how much wizardry had he incited against you? Amar Rabbi Yose, Amar Lon, Kudsha Barichu, the Israel, Zakor, Na, Vav, Dianan, Tzavchin, Bekol, Yoma, Vega'inan, Uvakenan, Zachor, Adonai, Ma, Chayal Anu, Zakor, Adonai, Livne, Edom, Vela, Ba'e, Le'ashkecha, Alahna, Hu, Amar Lan, Vava'u, Zakor, Na, Enna, Ela, Ela, Lishon, Beota, Dianan, La, Ishgachna, Be, Kegavna, Da, Anan, Savtchin, Zachor, Adonai, Ma, Haya, Lenu, Zachor, Adonai, Livne, Edom, Zachor, Adav, Adatcha, Kanita, Chaud, Kedem, Zachreni, Adonai, Birtzon Amecha, Vela Ba'e Le'ashkecha Alan. Rabbi Yose said, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Israel, remember now, woe to us that we cry, we sob, and we weep. Remember Hashem, what has come upon us. A verse from Lamentations, chapter 5. Remember Hashem against the children of Edom. A verse from Tehillim, from Psalms, chapter 137. Yet He does not want to pay attention to us, because when He said to us, oh, remember, in words of entreaty, we did not attend to Him. We therefore shout with words like, remember, Hashem, what has come upon us? Remember, Hashem, against the children of Edom. Remember your congregation which you have purchased of old. Psalms chapter 74. Remember me, Hashem, when you show favor to your people. Psalms chapter 106. Yet He does not wish to pay attention to us. Or so it seems. Hashem is always paying attention to us. But we don't see it because we have disconnected. And the way to reconnect is initially by thanking Him for His reproof. When we say, thank you for this pain, for this suffering, for this chaos, we are creating a condition of reconnecting with Hashem. We are saying, Hashem, I realize that I made a mistake. I'm waking up. I don't really need more pain because I've recognized my error. I'm in the process of doing tshuva, of returning and correcting the error. When we start that process by just saying, thank you, Hashem, for whatever you send us, all of this other verse, we no longer have to have the chaos because we no longer have to be woken up, which is the only purpose that chaos exists in this world. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Vadai, Kudsha Barichu, Ashkach, Alan, Tadir, Vadakir, Lan, E, Lav, Dehihu, Ashkach, Behu, V'Yisrael, Vadakir, Lon, La, Yikumun, Chad, Yoma, V'Galuta, Hahidikti, V'Af, Gav, Gam, Zot, Biyotam, Be'eretz Yoyevechem, Be'gomer Kudsha Barichu, La Aved Lan, Pe'ovadana. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Surely the Holy One, blessed be He, constantly pays attention to us and remembers us, for had He not attended to Israel and remembered us, they would not have survived in exile a single day." Hence it says, "And yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies," a verse from Leviticus chapter 26, "for the Holy One, blessed be He, does not reward us in accordance with our deeds." We do not live in a world of strict judgment. A world of strict judgment, God forbid I kill somebody, I drop dead. A world of strict judgment, God forbid I steal something, my hand falls off. We live in a world of mercy. If cause and effect was based on strict judgment, we could not survive. And in His mercy, Hashem does not let us experience the full strength of the reproof that we have earned. Tachatzi, Balak Hachim, Chava, Berav, Harshin, Biovade, Yedoi, Yatir, Min, Bilam, Bechaki, Olifna, Kolma, Devae, Barnash, Bechei, Alma befulchana, dekudsha barichu ba'e le'it ara, v'ovada le'tata divovada, diltata it ar ovada le'ela v'ovada, da ba'e bikdusha v'ha ukmucha, uva'atar dilet ovada it mila u'mila, defuma talya ovada le'it ara, Leela Hema de Va Enan Leit Ara Kucha Ilaa Biovada Umila Haki Name Inun Diatyan Misidra Dimasa Avuta Bayan Leit Ara Sidra Dilhon Biovada Umila Defuma. Come and see. Balak was wise and the greatest sorcerer in his deeds, even more so than Bilam. I have learned that when a man wishes for something from the works of the Holy One, blessed be He, it behooves him to arouse it through a deed below, since through the lower deed the upper deed is aroused. The deed below should be done in holiness, as already explained. Where there is no deed, there is speech, and it depends upon word of mouth to provoke the deed above. As supernal holiness should be aroused by action and speech, so should all those from the side of defilement arouse their aspect through action and word of mouth. The system works. It works for positivity, it works for negativity, based on our choices. What is the system? An action below arouses the flow of beneficence from above. It also arouses the flow of reproof, of pain and suffering and chaos. If our actions below are positive, we're going to receive positive. If our actions below are not, we won't receive positive. We will receive the wake-up call. The Amar Ayin Gimel, the Kilam, Harsha, Hava, Rav, Mirkol, Harshin, Di Alma, Harsha, Ila'a, Mine, Hava, Balak, Bekesem, Hava, Balak, Rav, Mikol, Hakimin, Uvilam, Benachash, Kesem, Benachash, Terain, Dargin, Inun, Kesem, Talya, Biovada, Nachash la talya, biovada, ela, biistakluta, umila, tufuma, ukdain, mitarin, alaihu, rucha, misava, liit labasha, behu, viaved, ma, viaved. Though Bilam was the greatest of all the sorcerers in the world, Balak was a greater sorcerer than he. For Balak was the greatest in divination, while Bilam was great in enchantment. divination and enchantment are two grades of the occult. Divination is supported by deeds, while enchantment is supported by sight and speech. The spirit of defilement is then aroused upon them to be clothed by them, and it does what it does. V'Yisrael Kadishin Lav Hakeh Ela Kulhu Kadishin The call of Adaihu Li'itara Alaihu Rucha Kadisha Kaf Dalet Aleph Ad Yera Aleinu Ruach Mimarom V'Ayin Dalet Ketiv Ki Lo Nachash V'Yaakov V'Lo Kesem V'Yisrael Deha Inun Basitra Dikudisha Ila'a Achidan V'Ovadaihu Bikdusha Atu Ukdusha Vitare Alaihu Umit Labishan Ba. It is not so for holy Israel, for they are all holy, and all their deeds are done to bring a holy spirit upon them. As it is written, until a spirit be poured upon us from on high. A verse from Isaiah chapter 32. It is therefore written, surely there is no enchantment in Jacob, nor is there any divination in Israel. A verse from Numbers chapter 23. For Israel are attached to the side of the supernal holiness. Their deeds are done in holiness. Holiness is brought upon them, and they are clothed with. The question is, who is Israel? Is it only those who are born Jewish or converted to Jewish, or is it a state of consciousness? And my teachers, many of them teach that it's a state of consciousness, and many of them also teach that it's specific to the physical effect. V'tachatzi v'kesem hava balak rav mikol hakimin uvilam v'nachash v'ad v'sha'ata deva'a balak le'it habara ime ma ketiv v'yelku zikne moav v'zikne midyan uksadmim v'yadam tachatzi b'mila defuma hava bilam rav mikol harshin d'alma uv'istak luta Tehahu nachash, hava yada v'kavna sha'ata v'ad ba'a balak v'ashlema mila kesem v'nachash. Come and see, Balak was the greatest sage in divination and Bilam in enchantment. Therefore, when Balak wished to join him, it is written, and the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand. A verse from Numbers chapter 22. Come and see, according to word of mouth, Bilam was the greatest sorcerer in the world, and by applying to enchantment he knew how to fix the time of cursing. His curses therefore prevailed. Consequently, Balak wished to complete it with divination and enchantment, and hence joined him. In Kohelet chapter 3, there is a time, and you're all familiar with it. It's the idea of the song from the 60s. There is a time for all seasons. There's a time for peace. There's a time for war. There's a time to plant. There's a time to drop seeds. There's a time to plow. All the different times. There happens to be 28 of them. And those 28 times come into effect each and every day. And if one knows when it is the exact time that a particular section of those 28 times is in effect, in control of the universe for that instant of time, one that would then know when to curse and the curse would take effect because the universe is supporting it. And that knowledge was available to Bilam based on the actions and the studies that he had done prior to this. Amar le, kudsha barichu, rasha, ha, kedamucha, bene, ovada, it, begavainhu, dekol, sitrin, bishin, bezinin, bishin, becharshin, dialma, la, yachlin, lekarva, behadaihu, dekulhu, arkin, mikame, umai, ihu, ohel, moed, Umane kuchab v'shamushe maktesha uketoret busmin deka mevatel kol. Ratcha v'rugza d'alma d'ilela v'tata v'ilavan v'karbanin v'kol yoma udre mizbechot l'malbad ovada mizbechot v'shulchan v'lechem Bapanim ve'et hakiyor ve'et keno ve'kama shemushin leovara lemila defuma ha'aron utre luchaya dioraita ve'acharon lekafra alama bitzlota bekol yoma kevan diashkach hahu rasha b'chai Amar ki lo nachash b'Yaakov v'lo kasem b'Yisrael mem tet Adonai Elohav imo utruat melech bo. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to him, evil man, my children preceded you. They have something among themselves for which no evil side, no wicked species, nor any magic in the world can approach them. All flee them. What is this? It is the tent of meeting, with its vessels of holiness and articles of service of the temple, incense of spices that annuls any wrath and fury in the world, of both above and below. The daily offerings and the burnt offerings, two altars on which to perform the service of the altar, a table and its showbread, the laver and its pedestal. There are also its articles of service related to speech, the ark, the two tablets of the Torah, and Aaron, who daily atones for the people in prayer. When that wicked man saw this, he said, surely there is no enchantment in Jacob, nor is there any divination in Israel. Why? Because Hashem, his Elohim, is with him, and the trumpet blasts of a king is in him. A verse from Numbers chapter 23, a verse describing how people who have the consciousness and make the connections using the tools, both those written here in this verse and the tools that are taught in Kabbalah generally, is what allows the protection shield against all of the negativity that is directed towards the Jewish world. Be'ad ami zakar na bevau minaihu havo dekirin hahu zimna deithabaru balak uvilam lechetza'a leku velayakilu de'ana achidna leku be'abadi achid bivre Bila shavik le bida diachara min hashitim ve'ad hagilgal mai da lekavel da ela amar kudsha barichu liyisrael b'va'u minaihu havo dekirin ko zimna dehavertun achidan bi v'la yakil hahu rasha b'charsho b'kismo Lishalta'a alaihu, kevan ushvaktun yedaihu liachada, bi v'chavetun b'shitim, makati v'yokhal ha'am v'yishtakhavu, lelchemechem, Bagilgal, Chaf Dalet Aleph, Bagilgal, Shivarim, Zebehu, Ukdain, Shalitu, Beku, Shane, Kon, Bekalda, Amai, Lema'an, Di Atzid Kot, Adonai, Koli Nun, Tzedakot, Di Avedna, Leku, Vizimna, Di Atun, Achidan, Bi, Vela, Shavikna, Mila, Di Alma, Di Shalta'a, Bekal Barugza, Dilela, Vitata, Vizimin, Bishin, La, Yaklin, Lekarva, Behu. The Holy One, blessed be He, therefore said, O my people, remember, pray, be mindful of the time when Balak and Balaam united to destroy you, and could not because I held you as a father holds his child, and does not leave his child in the hands of another. From Shittim to Gilgal, a verse from Micha, chapter 6. What is the relation between them? He answers, The Holy One, blessed be He, said to Israel, Please remember them as long as you were attached to me. That evil man did not prevail against you with his magic and wizardry. Once you loosed your hands from holding to me, and were at Shittim, as it is written, and the people ate and bowed down to their Elohim, a verse from Numbers chapter 25, and at Gilgal, as it is written, in Gilgal they have sacrificed bullocks, a verse from Hosea chapter 12. Then your enemies overpowered you. What is the reason for all that? That you may know the righteous acts of Hashem, a verse from Micha chapter 6, namely all the righteous deeds I did for you when you were attached to me. I let nothing in the world have power over you, and the wrath above and below and the wicked things were not able to come near you. The question could be asked, this is the end of the section, and we're close to our allotment of time. This is the end of the section of, and you could ask the question, why in the section of the Chukotai, which is both the blessings and the curses, why does the first section deal with Bilam and tell us to remember what Bilam and Balak did to us or attempted to do to us? And it's really just the same understanding of Hashem doesn't send curses. He only sends blessings. We perceive them as curses because we don't like them. We don't like the pain. We don't like the suffering. We don't like the chaos. But as soon as we accept our responsibility in doing, creating those, that pain and that suffering and that chaos, once we accept our responsibility, we are then attached again to Hashem, and we have the same protection shield that prevented Bilam and Balak from attacking us. And it will allow us to continue to be protected each and every day. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen v'amen. Does anybody have any questions?
No, it was very clear.
Very good. I just remind you that at the same time tomorrow night, 10 p.m., we'll be doing continuing in the Zohar in the section of Bechukotai. If you wish to join us, you need to send me an email and ask to be included. Good night. I wish you all a beautiful evening and a better day.